Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. California Highway Patrol officers responded to a fatal traffic collision on Monday on Bell Springs Road in Garberville. The 31-year-old Mill Valley resident was headed southbound in a 2003 Ford truck when he made an unsafe turning movement, causing his vehicle to descend down a steep embankment and overturn. The driver was ejected from the vehicle and succumbed to his injuries. The investigation into the cause of the collision is ongoing, and impairment does not appear to be a factor. The identity of the driver is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. An ID has been made on the body that Mendocino authorities found in the Pacific Ocean near Highway 1. Mendocino sheriffs reported this morning that the deceased is Stephen Clark Pease, who had been reported missing to the Roseville Police Department on October 31st of this year. The Roseville Police Department Missing Persons Investigation determined Pease had checked out of a Fort Bragg area motel earlier in the month on November 3rd, a 50 to 60 mile distance from where his body was recovered. Pease was last known to be driving a rented silver 2014 Chevrolet Captiva with Oregon license plate 500GKN, and at this time the vehicle's whereabouts are unknown. The coroner's investigation is ongoing into the cause of Pease's death. A Humboldt County jury found Roberto Gonzalez Martinez guilty yesterday for the transportation of heroin and the possession of heroin for sale. It's a case where, on August 12th, an officer conducted a traffic stop on Martinez, who did not have a valid license. His vehicle was towed, and during a search of the vehicle, the officer located 3.3 grams of black tar heroin, a digital scale, and over $2,000 in cash. Martinez faces up to 5 years in prison and deportation. Business owner Rob Barkley has made some predictions. Anthony Mantova has more.
We asked business owner and Eureka citizen Rob Barkley for his predictions of how the larger stores are going to do over the Christmas season.
Like JCP, I think it's going to probably be a little bit healthier and will have let some blood. I think Sears, I'm not optimistic. Hobby Lobby, I think they're bulletproof strong for the foreseeable future. Burlington Coat, same thing. Strong. TJ Maxx, strong.
What kind of businesses are going to do best?
The guys who know their niche are really going to do well at the lower price point.
As the shopping season goes into full gear on Black Friday, please be considerate on the roadways and the store aisles.
The Arcata Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating those responsible for a stabbing early Monday morning at the intersection of 12th and H Streets. Officers found a white male adult lying in the roadway who was stabbed. He was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced deceased. The identity of the victim is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There will be plenty of people on the roads over the holiday weekend, and that means that local law enforcement agencies will team up with the California Highway Patrol to beef up traffic safety patrols. Captain Adam Yeager, commander of Humboldt Area CHP, explains.
We call in the maximum enforcement period, and we get every available officer out there that's not on a day off or on vacation to try to beef it up on those holidays, and especially those travel days. We really do try to get more out there than we normally do just to slow people down. And then we try to, you know, we use our grant overtime that we have for either DUI enforcement or speed enforcement, and we get them out there on, so we have officers on days off that are actually working.
The combination of speed, impairment, distraction, and road conditions can be deadly, and not solely because it's a holiday weekend, as Yeager points out.
I mean, right now, obviously, we're having a terrible time on Highway 36, but 299's right there with it. We've had 7 fatals on 36 this year, and now we're at 6 on 299. So, again, driving too fast for the conditions, or drinking and driving, or drugs and driving, not good.
Vehicle traffic always picks up over the holidays, and combined with winter driving conditions and the ever-changing weather in our region, slowing down, getting proper rest, and driving while sober can help ensure you to get to your destination safely. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.